Welcome to The Credit Connection with High Tech Lending's David Brown, helping you get your finances in order and get you the credit you deserve. The Credit Connection, here on KSMA, 1240 AM, 99.5 FM, and 1240KSMA.com. Now, from High Tech Lending, David Brown.
Welcome to our show, The Credit Connection. I'm your host, David Brown, with High Tech Lending and American Senior Reverse Mortgage. At The Credit Connection, we want to connect you to the credit you want and deserve for your home, business, and personal use. Here we discuss all things creditworthy, such as lenders, FICO scores, interest rates, mortgages, credit cards, you name it. If it has to do with credit or money, we discuss all the aspects. We are a financial literacy class with different topics each week. I encourage you to ask your questions through our website, reloans.com. Hit the Contact Us tab and leave your comment or question. You can also call us at 805-686-2321. Here's a new pop-up of tech companies who are making unsolicited offers for homes where they make offers on hundreds of properties and lowball each one, hoping 5 to 10% of consumers will bite as there is no realtor involved and they project that you're going to make more money. They use sales data and they tell you that it's similar to your home to justify the net price. Don't believe what they tell you about the home values, as is most likely fake news and facts that don't apply to your particular home or neighborhood. While they don't have commissions, they do have processing or administration fees that are well above what a typical real estate commission would be. If you get one of these offers in your email or other solicitation, seek the advice of a professional realtor who you know and trust before you enter into any contract or agreement. On another matter, I'm happy to report that foreclosure activity is at the lowest level in 10 years. That's a good thing. So it means that your prices will be stabilized and going up, and you won't have so many neighbors or distressed property sales affecting your own value. Also, here are the top two motivators in getting a reverse mortgage. First, the fear of not having enough cash in retirement. And two, the fear of losing your independence by moving out of your home. If you want a confidential meeting and strategic plan of a reverse mortgage, give us a call. We are the second largest reverse mortgage lender in California, but we're here and local to you. Going on to today's program, I'm going to be considerably different. And we're going to pull back the curtain on property inspections. So what is it you're going to be buying? We're going to inspect it from head to toe, so to speak. And we're going to introduce our guest, Tiffany Martinez of DTM Enterprise Home Inspection. Tiffany, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Glad you're here. I've known you for some time, and Tiffany's a true entrepreneur and works hard for her clients and on their behalf. So tell me, Tiffany, tell me about DTM Home Inspection and how you got into this niche.
Well, David, it's probably not like any other home inspector. I actually worked in human resources for a while and got sick and was actually labeled disabled because I have an immune deficiency. So it's really hard for me to be around a lot of crowds. So I needed something that I could basically adjust my schedule for when I get sick, or just not have to deal with the big crowds. My husband's been in construction for over 30 years, knows all about it. And he said, hey, what about home inspections? And I love to get into places and see things, how things work. And so I got certified and we went from there and opened our own woman-owned company.
And when did you start? How long have you been at it?
We've been in just over a year.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But because your husband's a licensed contractor, correct?
He did have his license. He's actually the construction project manager for off-property Chumash.
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay.
So he still has all that experience.
Okay, he's been licensed for quite some time.
Yes.
Up to that point,
yeah.
Though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, good, good. Tell me, why should I get a home inspection? If I'm buying a property, and why should I get a home inspection?
Absolutely. Well, most people will walk into a home and fall in love with it. But the average home buyer can't test if your outlets are working properly. They may not climb into the attic space, look at the structural defects of it. So that's what we do. And it also is used for like a bargaining chip. Let's say we go to your home that you want to buy and the roof has popped nails, missing shingles. I go into the attic and I see a prior leaking. That's something that you want to know. You can use that as a bargaining chip with the realtor. Hey, I want X amount of dollars off because we're going to have to re-roof it soon after purchase. So we see it as just investing in the assurance that you're buying a good property.
That being said, what does the home inspection cover? I mean, does it cover from, you know, foundation to roof?
We say from attic to roof to crawl space.
Okay.
I am certified as a roof inspector, so I will, if it's deemed safe, walk on your roof and really get close to it, see if it has any damaged areas, if the vents are properly installed, things like that, any, you know, water leakage, any intrusion, things like that. I'll even go into your crawl space. I've crawled under buildings, you name it. We also look at
finding varmints.
We have found our fair share, trust me. Even your fencing, your foundation, even your landscaping.
Okay.
Because if you're landscaped towards your home, that's going to bring water to the foundation that's going to cause problems later on. Mm-hmm.
And what about, if there's a pool or if there's a other an ancillary building, garage?
We will do a garage. We'll do the home and one additional building, like an attached garage. If we do have like a casita in the back or an ADU, we would like to know that ahead of time because we consider that an additional home inspection price.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And if I get a home inspection, do I still need a home warranty?
Well, you know, home warranty is a little bit different from home inspection. I can look at your water heater and with the serial number, I can look up how old it is. And I can give you the average lifespan of a water heater. Mm-hmm. If that were to break down, that would fall under the home warranty. I actually know, and I'm sure you know her, Melanie Maddox from First American Home Warranty. Mm-hmm. She talks about the home warranty. So if the home inspection will tell you some of the issues that may come up, but if your refrigerator dies or your wash machine, that's where a home warranty comes in and that will cover it. So but that's not anything that we provide.
So major appliances and heating, air conditioning units and things like that are covered by the home warranty.
It's just basically an insurance for your appliances and your home.
Mm-hmm. And with the home inspection, are you also looking at plumbing? Like, do you have scopes for pipes and things of that nature that you do?
Any visible plumbing we'll see. If we see, you know, signs of leakage, we'll investigate a little bit more. We wouldn't put a hole in the wall to look at your plumbing. Even if we do see that there may be leakage, we would tell you to, you know, contract a licensed plumber and see if he can help you out and maybe investigate a little bit further.
As to why it's wet.
Right, exactly.
Behind a shower or something like that.
And it may be something that happened previously that the homeowner fixed that they just maybe didn't repaint or something like that.
We're going to take a little short break right now. And when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Tiffany Martinez of TDM Enterprise Home Inspection.
Mom, are you okay?
Honey, I'm fine. Just a broken glass.
Really? Are you okay?
I haven't been sleeping well since Dad, you know. I wake up at night worried if I can make ends meet.
Mom, why don't we look into a reverse mortgage? Then you won't have to make any more house payments and you can live comfortably.
Should I just call the guys on TV?
No, who knows where they're from? My neighbor recommended David Brown of American Senior. He'll come to the house and answer all our questions. Mom, call David at American Senior, okay? Here, I Googled the number 686-2321.
686-2321.
All homeowners over 62, don't worry about your finances. Call 686-2321. 686-2321. Get a reverse mortgage with David Brown of American Senior. David Brown of American Senior, a division of High Tech Lending, licensed by the Department of Oversight under California Law Mortgage and Lending Act, NMLS 7147, CA 3413-0937.
Welcome back to the second part of our show, The Credit Connection. If you're just now joining us, we're speaking with Tiffany Martinez of DTM Enterprise Home Inspection. And we just learned a little bit ago about the difference between a home inspection and a home warranty and what they cover. Tiffany, tell me, what's the difference between the home inspection and a home appraisal? what the differences there are.
A lot of people get that confused. There is one major difference. An appraiser still inspects the home, but not into as much detail. Mm-hmm. And a home appraiser is used to find out what your home is worth. They do comps around the neighborhood, sort of what other areas are selling for. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you what your home is worth.
Right.
I can tell you what maybe some of the issues that need to be fixed, mm-hmm. but as far as an appraisal, it's not the same.
Okay, and would it still overlap with a pest control inspection or?
The appraisal?
No. The home inspection, does it overlap with a pest control?
Sure. Inspection? Like for us, we can tell a lot of times if there's been infestation, mm-hmm. you know, signs of termites, rats, things like that. And we highly recommend a pest, even a roof inspection. We can do that part, but any of the other inspections, we highly mm-hmm. recommend that just because they don't compete against each other. I think they all encompass the same thing is right. basically to protect the buyer.
Right. Right. Well, what would your report include code violations and things like that? If, inadequate, pipe or tubing or, antiquated, electrical systems.
Right. Right. Reporting on code is outside an inspector's scope of practice.
Okay.
There are so many codes out there that's not anything that we can keep up with.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that you're not going to state in a report is against code. We may report on something that's similar to code, such as you need a handrail on these stairs. That's a code, but we wouldn't say as per code, you need to install
right.
this.
Right.
It's a slippery slope because if you report on a few codes, then if you miss something because you're not knowledgeable on all the codes, then that's kind of where you right. get into trouble. So that's not anything that an inspector would do is to quote what the code is. You can't enforce that.
Okay. But if, for example, if I had the old fuse boxes,
old
okay,
mm-hmm.
knob fuses and
right.
stuff, as opposed to the breaker switch, is that something that is brought out in your report?
Absolutely. And you had stated earlier about, you know, unsafe electrical. We would still state that, like if they have the old knob and tube electrical, we would say it's original to the home, and we would recommend a licensed electrician to come in and look at that. But we wouldn't state it as per code. It needs to be updated.
Okay.
But we would actually, especially when it comes to safety, that's huge for us.
Right.
Any kind of electrical issue, even things like not adequate CO2 detectors or smoke detectors, that's a safety issue, and that's number one for us.
Tiffany, let me know, does your report include the ADU, auxiliary dwelling unit?
We can. Yeah, we see that as like an additional part of the inspection. We mm-hmm. would, it wouldn't be the same price as the whole home inspection. We'll add a little bit more because it is basically a whole other inspection. We have to test everything, inspect everything, write a report on that ADU. But
okay.
we are able to do that, inspect it.
Would you be able to tell me if it's either zoned or permitted or not permitted? Look into that?
We don't do that. It has to do with zoning laws.
Uh-huh.
And those vary by city and county. So that's not anything that we would be able to tell you. If okay. you have an R1 lot, you're only allowed one dwelling. But depending on what county you're in, it says, you know, what size of the lot, right. how many dwellings.
Right.
So we're not able to quote zoning laws or tell you. We can inspect what's on the property, but that's about it.
Okay, well, when we get a report, what's in it?
Everything.
Report that you submit, how many pages is it?
Well, that depends on the square footage. We start with a summary page, which is all the issues, because that's what you're most concerned with.
Right.
What are the issues this home has? So it's a summary report. This just goes over, here's what I found in the kitchen, you know, A, B, C, D. Here's what I found in the living room, some okay. issues. And it's minor things. We're not alarmists. I'm not going to say, oh my gosh, there was a huge gash in the kitchen countertop.
Right.
We'll bring it to the attention. Most of the time it's cosmetic
mm-hmm.
and it's not a make or break on the home deal.
Right.
So we have included in that summary page, we have a full comprehensive report. Again, depending on the size of the house, anywhere between 25 and 40 pages.
Wow.
And then I take at least 200 pictures. Not all of them are included in the mm-hmm. home report because it's way too much, but that's something that we also store on an external hard drive. That way, if the homeowner says, hey, can you give me a different picture of the water heater? I wanted to check something, or my insurance needs something to see how it was installed. that's something that we could provide for them at a later date.
Oh, I would think you just put it on a thumb drive and hand it to them with a report or something like that.
Some people don't want all that. Yeah. And that's okay too, but know that we have that if you need that down the road.
Oh, that's kind of nice. Who regulates your profession for home inspection, and what opportunity are there for scams and recourse if necessary?
Mm-hmm. Well, California is one state that doesn't require homeowners to have a license. So if...
Homeowner inspectors, you mean?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. Okay. California is one of the states that doesn't require home inspectors to have a license. Okay. So when you are hiring a home inspector, make sure that they are at least certified. And that's something that we did. There's an organization called the International Association of Certified Home Inspectors, which is called InterNACHI. I joined that. I had to be certified. It requires continuing education. It has support staff if I am at an inspection and run into something that I had questions about.
Mm-hmm.
And it also has what we call a 90-day test drive of your home. It's the buyback guarantee. And only home inspectors that are a part of InterNACHI are a part of that. So let's say I come to your home and I miss something in the inspection.
Mm-hmm.
And you get there and say, oh my gosh, there was a leak that she missed. Let me know within 90 days and the company, the association that I work with, will buy your home back for what you purchased it for.
Oh.
So it's just a safety cushion to let you know that, hey, you know what, you have time in case I miss something.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as recourse and scams, there are laws that prohibit unethical home inspecting practices. So there is, you know, laws that protect the homeowner or purchaser.
Okay. If I didn't belong to that program, I probably don't have a warranty or safety mechanism of any kind.
You could possibly take the home inspector to court, but... you never know how that's going to end up.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good to know. What about other reports? We kind of talked about a little bit, but pest inspections, roof, structural, the appraisal, and environmental reports, things of that nature that the title company gives. Does that all tie into anything that you do, or is it just predominantly independent, just bricks and sticks?
Yeah, we don't get the environmental reports, the pest reports, anything that's outside of what we inspect.
Okay.
We've never needed any of the pest reports. A lot of times when we go into the attic or into the garage, we'll see a sticker for the last time it was fumigated. That's really all we see.
Right.
We do see those other tests or inspections as complementary to the home inspector. We don't see it as competition, but we will bring to the homeowners or home purchasers' attention. You know what? We do see some mouse droppings up in the attic. Contact the homeowner and see the last time that they had fumigated. So we'll bring that to their attention.
Well, tell me about, are you looking at the neighbor's fence or a tree that's hanging over the property line? If you know where the property line is, that might be one thing too. And any other neighborhood issues, like if you're in a sewer district or a water district, versus a mutual water company or private well type of thing.
But we'll go back to what, like the neighbor fence. If we look at everything on the property itself, most of the time they'll be able to tell if this is the fence that I need to inspect or if it's the neighbor's fence. If a neighbor has a tree that's hanging over that's causing damage or could cause damage to that home, we'll take a picture of it and just say, you know, there's a possibility that the branches will rub against the eaves and cause damage. And then that's an issue that they'll have to take over with their neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
I don't recommend cutting the tree because that can start bad blood right now before you even move into the neighborhood.
Not even a neighbor yet.
As far as water companies, water district, that has to do with the city. We'll definitely inspect your gas meter to make sure it's not rusted and it is accessible. And also the water meter. That is most of the time towards the street, so it's not technically on the property. But we'll still make sure that it looks functioning, that it's free of debris and free of rust.
Okay.
Take pictures of those as well.
And free for the meter reader to pick it up as well. Good. What's a typical time frame for an inspection by the time you see it and the time I get a report? What's the typical turn?
You will get a report by the next day.
Wow. Really?
Yeah, it'll be emailed to. Absolutely. The only time it's ever been quote unquote late is I did a fourplex for a realtor. And you're looking at four different separate inspections. Sure, so it did take, and I let them know up front, you know what, this is a little bit bigger issue, bigger property. So I think I had it to them in 2 days.
Wow. Okay. And what's your typical cost for doing these?
We're very fair with our price. Like, for example, if you have a 1,500 to 2,000 square foot home, it's about $400.
Okay.
And it goes up, you know, a little from there. Anything over 50 miles, we do add in a travel cost of about $50.
Okay.
Just for the gas and the time that we take out of right. that. But we'll go anywhere. We've gone as far as Atascadero down to Ventura.
Okay.
So we'll cover that whole area.
And what would modify that cost? Like if there's a pool or if there's a guest unit or?
That's basically about it. We go by square footage.
Okay.
So again, if we have that ADU in the back, that extra dwelling, we'll add a little bit to inspect that. The garage is included. Pools we don't do unless they're empty, because there's really no way unless you really get down there and take a look at it structurally.
Mm-hmm.
But anything additional, we do provide mold testing, radon, asbestos.
And that's in the report also.
Well, that's an additional charge. Okay. And those are on our contract. I don't have the prices right now, but that is something that we do offer a little bit above and beyond.
Okay. Do you do any, you told me you did multifamily.
Mm-hmm.
Do you do commercial as well? And is there a good reason for commercial properties to also?
Absolutely. Yep. I'm certified commercial home inspector as well. And again, we did a property in Lompoc that the buyer was from out of state.
Right.
He hadn't seen the property. He had seen pictures, but we were really able to go in there and, you know, find out there was a lot of electrical issues, a lot of what we call illegal connections as far as mm-hmm. electrical, which were unsafe. We were able to get onto the roof and really dig into the property and find out what it was that he couldn't do.
Right.
So yeah, absolutely, we do commercial.
That was a commercial property.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good. Good to know. Hey, tell me give me a funny story or a tragic one for that matter of an assignment that you've done that comes to mind and you thought it was humorous or tragic, one or the other.
Well, thank God we haven't run into tragic yet. But one thing a seller needs to know is that my job as a home inspector is to go through your house. I open cabinets, I open drawers. People don't realize that, and we have found very interesting things. We have found
contraband.
We have found illegal. We have found a stash of weapons. We have found pretty much everything.
Uh-huh.
And we don't talk about it. We just open the drawer. The drawer works. I'm going to okay that.
Yeah.
Yep. They need to know that we do go through a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And then also, aside from the things you find in the crawl space, I think something pet my head once. I wasn't sure what it was, but I did my inspection, took my pictures and left.
Yeah. Well, I hope your camera's got automatic flash and focus for it.
Yeah, my flashlight's my best friend.
That's funny. Well, good. Well, I'm glad you came out of that safely and no issues. What differentiates your company, DTM Enterprises, from other home inspection company?
We believe there are several. The one most important, I think, is our combined experiences. I work, again, with my husband. No, I'm sorry. He works for me. I'm the owner. We have over 40 years of construction and inspection experience.
Yeah.
We also have a background. I had my real estate license in Arizona. So I believe that we can see the property from a few different angles.
Okay.
From a real estate point of view, from a construction point of view, inspector. And also, we have multiple inspectors, so our availability is that much more for an agent who, if you've ever dealt with them, call and say, oh my gosh, I need an inspection tomorrow morning.
Right.
We can do that. Most of the time, we can do that and have the inspection to them. If it's in the morning, we may have it that night, but definitely the next day.
Yeah. Well, that's amazing. Well, that's definitely a differentiator, that's for sure. How can our listeners reach you? What's the best way?
If you go on our website, you'll be able to see pictures of past projects.
What is the website?
It is www.dtm-enterprises.com. And they'll also have a contact button for all of our phone numbers. But my cell phone is 805-717-1844 is the best way to reach me.
Okay.
But our website has a lot of information, all our certifications, experience, mm-hmm. Things like that gives a lot of really good information.
And that might be the first point of contact for somebody, and get an idea as to
absolutely
the scope of all you do and and how to go forward with it.
Exactly. And we also offer a 10% discount to Coastal Housing members, okay, military, and then also school district employees.
Okay.
I come from a family of teachers, and I think they deserve a little discount.
Well, the military as well.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much for your give back, if you will.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. Well, once again, the clock tells me we're out of time, but what a great time we've had with Tiffany Martinez of DTM Enterprise Home Inspection. We're going to move on here just a little bit. Thank you very much, Tiffany, for joining us today and sharing with us your expertise and perspectives.
Thank you.
Every week we endeavor to earn your trust and provide valuable information that makes a difference to you. If you agree, please share your message with other friends and family. If you missed one of our value-packed radio shows, we are now posting previous shows on our website at reloans.com for any previous shows you might want to catch up with or miss something. For questions and comments about this show or other credit connections, go to our website, reloans.com, and click Contact Us or call us at 805-686-2321. Leave your questions and we'll get to them on our next show or contact you directly. Thank you for your time and tuning in to Credit Connection, where we do the work and you get the credit. I'm your host, David Brown from High Tech Lending and American Senior Reverse Mortgage. See you next week with another interesting Credit Connection topic.
You've been listening to The Credit Connection with David Brown from High Tech Lending. For more information, contact David Brown directly at 805-686-2321. That's 805-686-2321. Or by email at dbrown@hightechlending.com. dbrown@hightechlending.com. And visit David online at reloans.com. That's reloans.com. And tune in next time for High Tech Lending's David Brown and The Credit Connection here on KSMA.